Shemit Beis and Baruch Hashem, Shechianu, that we're going back to a regular week this week. Not really, because Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, so it's shorter, but at least closest to a regular week. Okay? We are in the middle of riddles. And again, you must use your imagination in riddles. We are up to three lines before the end of the narrow lines on Sadi Zayin Amid Beis, 97b, three lines before the end of the narrow lines. Bye-bye, whoa-whoa, meaning I'm complaining. I have a complaint. Me'ach, v'u'av, v'u'bao. For my brother, this lady is saying, I have a complaint about my brother, who is my father, who is my husband. V'u'bar-bao, and he's the son of my husband. V'u'bai-l'deim, he's my mother's husband. V'anah brought to the itse, and I'm his wife's daughter. Now the last two is a repetition. If he's my mother's husband, I am the daughter of his wife. So that's repetitious. And what's he complaining about? Well, Yoav Pita, v'ach v'yasmi b'nei b'raita. He doesn't want to feed my brothers, who are his daughter's children. Okay, what's the case? Mishkachas la ba'ayvi k'chav ma'bal imay. Okay, a guy lives with his mom. And has a daughter. So he lived with his mom and has a daughter. So his daughter is his sister and his daughter. The Chazro Baal Isabas, then he lives with that daughter. So now he is a brother to this woman and a father to this woman and a husband to this woman. He has just achieved three kinds of relationships with this girl. He fathered her. But he fathered her from his own mother. So it's his sister, and then he lives with her, marries her. So now he is a husband. So she can look at him and say, my brother is my father, is my husband. He's also, right, then this guy's father, this Shagat's father, who did all this, his father lived with his granddaughter. Okay? So if we set it up, right? So this John lived with his mother, had a daughter, lived with the daughter, has a three-way relationship with his daughter. Then John's father lived with this same girl. So he became her husband as well. And the grandfather, meaning John's father, had children with John's daughter, John's sister, and John's wife. So now, those children, so she's looking at her brother, husband, father, and saying he's not taking care of his brothers, because they have the same father, who's his daughter's children. John's father fathered John and fathered these children. So these children are John's brothers, and they're his daughter's children also, because the mother was John's daughter. So John should be feeding these girls, these children, because they're his daughter's children, and they're his brothers. And he's not taking care of them. Then his lady is complaining. I have this man. He's my brother, my father, my husband. He's also the son of my other husband, meaning his father also is my husband, because he lived with me also. I have children from his father, who are now his brothers, and his daughter's children. Grandfather's on Social Security. He... So she's complaining. That's the case. Okay?
Yeah,
Dr. Harris, you followed?
Yeah.
You're not going to do these riddles well. Huh? You're not imagining.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, can I my question is this. If it's a Jew, then there's a halachic obligation.
No, this is not a Jew.
Okay, so if it was a Jew, there's a halachic obligation to support, and that's the basis of the complaint. Since it's not a Jew, why are we saying husband with a basis of support, with an obligation for support?
Again, this is not obligation. This is a woman complaining, a woman who lives in Appalachia, who's complaining that that her children aren't being taken care of, not because she has a legal right. This is just a woman. We're giving a riddle. So we're saying, here's a woman complaining about this kind of a story. So to let us figure out this story, what the purpose of these riddles are, I don't know. Tysus says it's because the Tzedukim used to say we don't know how to do riddles, so we came up with a bunch of riddles. Rashi said because it was a common riddle that people talked about. Why this would be such a common riddle, I'm not sure. But that's what they talked about, so the Gemara brings it down. There's no halakhic derivative from all these riddles. There's nothing to be derived from halakha.
Her offspring are coming from the grandfather, right?
Her offspring are children of John's father. So they're John's brothers. But they're also John's grandchildren. Nobody's obligated. I mean, I don't know what the legal system would obligate. Halacha doesn't obligate anything here. Just we'll mention the following shiloh. There's a machloikus. If a guy marries an erva, he wants to marry the erva. Guyim have certain arayas. There are certain arayas that are asked to a guy. Let's say a mother. He wants to marry his mother. He's either an Isser Erva. Is she married to him? By the Jews, we have a rule that Kedushin doesn't work by Chayv Krisus. It's a not valid marriage. Goyim, marriage happens when two people decide to be married. They live together as husband and wife. That creates Eishes Ish. The way a guy becomes an Eishes Ish is two, a man and a woman get together and decide to get married. The fact that they live together as husband and wife, right, make them an Eishes Ish. What, it's the intention of being married that makes them an Eishes Ish. So the precious Drachim, the Mishnah of Malach, has a Shiloh. What if a guy wants to marry his erva? Is she also an Eishes Ish? If somebody else lives with her now, did he violate erva? Right? This guy decides to marry, let's say, for argument's sake, his father's wife is an erva. It's a machlokes tanoim. He decides he's going to marry his father's wife. His father died. He's going to marry his father's wife. It's an erva. But now they're living together as husband and wife. Then she's mezana with somebody else. Did they violate Eishes Ish? By a yid, there would be no kedushin in this case. There would not be Eishes Ish. By a guy, what happens? So the Mishnah Lamelech says the kedushin is not typhus. Not an Eishes Ish. And the Mechus Chinuch says, the fact that Kedushin is not Taifas B'chayv HaKrisis is Xeris HaKustom. It's not logical. That was only said by Yidden. By Goyim, they live together, their husband and wife. The reason I'm pointing it out is that the Gemara uses the word, he's my husband. The guy's living with his daughter, and she says, he's my husband. Now, you could say all the Gemara meant to say, he's acting like a husband. Not a husband. Then his father lives with the same woman, and she says, oh, he's also my husband. Right? Now, is it a husband, or is this just a way of expressing that he lived with her? So, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, it's not a husband. According to the Mishnah Lamelech, it is a husband. Erva does not preclude that her being an Eishes Ish to this guy.
Right. But my baby daddy.
What does that mean?
My baby daddy.
Meaning,
okay. My wife works with you.
Okay. Yeah, but this is incest. I don't know if that,
no,
you
know.
No, that's not incest. Right. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, by me, Kavela Sunday, I'm complaining about walking on my brother. Shuavi, that's my dad. Ubaili is my husband. Uben Baili is the son of my husband. Ubaili the aim, he's also my mother's husband. Shalideni Mimi, right? He was my one that birthed me. Vahayru Nami Duav, he's my father. Lafushimili, who was just to make the riddle harder. The chazir has talking of which is that the kamra hak basha levia hachi the hu achia minaim. He's their maternal brother. Gamaviyu, he's their father. Ubayil shechazir abala, he's their husband. Uben bayil shechazir hazakin abala v'haylid ban. La'ach v'yasim bnei brat elu bnei hazakin chayil b'menu. Now the achim me'aviv, they are a paternal brother to her father. Ubnei brat, they're also his daughter's children. Okay. One more, I think we have one more riddle left. Maybe two more riddles. I don't remember. I know that a person says. A lady says to a man, "Anova at achi, me and you were brothers. Anova avich achi, me and your father are brothers. Anova imach achi, and me and your mother are brothers." She's saying, "I'm sorry. You're my brother, your father is my brother, and your mother is my, and your mother is sibling, right? You have to say sibling, correct. Mishkachas la ba'i v'gachav ma'bal imbay. John lives with his mom, v'haylid b'menu shnei banas, and has two daughters. So those two daughters are his sisters, right? V'chazir u'bal achas mem, then he lived with one of them, v'haylid b'menu ben and had a son. So now, okay, the mother's sister says to this son, we're brothers because we share the same father. John lived with his mother, had two daughters, lived with one of the daughters, had a son. The other girl, the one he didn't live with, is a brother to John's son. She's also a sister to John's mother. And she's also a sister to John because they share the same mother. Because John lived with his mother to have those two girls. So this lady can say, I'm your sister, I'm your father's sister, I'm your mother's sister. What? What a happy family. Right. Rashi. We share one father. Another imach alchim and avechad, me and your mother share one father. Another alchim alchem and aim, and me and your father are maternal brothers, maternal siblings. Okay, I think we're up to the last riddle. Okay, let's get it. To me, this was the next riddle was the hardest one to illustrate. It's a little bit more complicated, but it's a mutadika one. It can be by Jews also.
This is president,
Archbishop
of
Ham.
Diagram.
I think you should write them a letter saying that they didn't diagram this.
We couldn't think of a name.
They wanted you to figure out the riddles.
And Bumas know the Airbus and Stockholm, they did what? And then I
okay, here we go to the last one. Anov at bnei achi. I and you are cousins. Anov avich bnei achi. I'm a cousin to your father. Anov imach bnei achi. I'm a cousin to you. I'm a cousin to your dad, and I'm a cousin to your mom. So that can happen even habateiranami mishkachas lo. That you can even find in a legal way. How? You know, Reuven, yes, l'shtei banas. Reuven married, legitimate marriage, no erva, has two daughters. For us, the Shimon and us, his brother married his daughter, perfectly legal. A guy, Shimon married Reuven's daughter, perfectly legal. Bas achim, not an erva. For us, the bar Levi, Levi's son, Levi, who is Reuven's brother, married one of Reuven's daughters. He married his first cousin, which is also legal. Levi's son married Reuven's daughter, and which is first cousins. Levi's son is a first cousin to Reuven's daughter. Shimon married another one of Reuven's daughters, which is his niece, which is also perfectly legal. But now, Shimon has a son, and Levi has a son. The son of Levi has a son. Right. The two people that married Shimon's daughters, Reuven's daughters, Shimon and the son of Levi, each had sons. So the son of Levi, the grandson of Levi, tests to the son of Shimon, me and you are cousins. Our mothers are sisters. Me and your father are cousins because my father is Shimon and his father is Levi. Your father is Levi, right? My father is Shimon and your father is Levi. So we're cousins. One minute. But your father is Levi's son. So we're first cousins. Again. Let's get it straight. It's not a hard case. It sounds harder than it is. Reuven married, had two daughters. Let's call Rachel and Leah. Shimon married Rachel. Levi's son married Leah. Levi's son had a son, and Shimon had a son. Shimon's son says to Levi's son, we're cousins, because our mothers, Rachel and Leah, are sisters. Your father is Levi's son. I'm Shimon's son, so I'm his cousin. Your mother is Reuven's daughter. I'm Shimon's daughter, son. So your mother is my first cousin as well. So he has three first cousins here. One is Levi's grandson, one is Levi's son, and one is Shimon's daughter. They're all first cousins. Reuven's daughter, they're all first cousins. So you can say to the guy, you're my first cousin, your father's my first cousin, your mother's my first cousin. And nothing wrong was done.
Why is the fifth grade start with Eilat Mitzvah? This is where they should start. To show the kids, it's not easy. I'm serious. Why is the Maskid? Why is Shnayim
Ochsen?
Why? This is what they should be learning.
It's amazing to me how your mind works.
Why'd you leave us a million years ago? Abandon us.
This is what they should be learning. It's amazing how your mind works. Trust me, the last thing on my mind here was whether fifth grade should learn this. I'm trying to figure out the riddle, and you're trying to figure out why fifth grade is not learning it.
This could never be because these people never know who their fathers are.
Well, this is Yidden. This is perfectly legal. Rashi. Come and pray to Shimon, pray to Levi. Anova at b'nei achim. We are cousins. B'nei shtei achis. Our mothers are sisters. Anova achim b'nei shtei achim. Me and your father are sons of brothers. I'm Shimon's son and he's Levi's son. Anova imach b'nei shtei achim because I'm Shimon's son and your mother is Reuven's daughter. So we are first cousins. So your mother is my aunt and my first cousin. That's the end of riddles. I hope you won't miss them. I think Dr. Harris disappeared. I scared him away with all these riddles.
It's
clear the test, guys.
Really?
You have all riddles. I'll ask you to diagram the riddles and send it into Archcroft.
He's going to have like lines going through.
Doug, by the way, the Masifta did diagram every single one of these. Yes. Yes. Masifta Gemara diagrammed every single one of these. Doug Dimishna Vaitim. Hagiyarish and his Gairu Banaima. A woman was Megayer and her two children were Megayer with her. Lecholtzim Velemiyabman. There's no Khalid. Then they married. And one of them died without children. There's no chalitza and no yibum. Because...
Brotherhood.
I'm sorry?
There's no brotherhood there?
There's no brotherhood. There's two reasons there's no brotherhood there. One is because they gave him. And Gershon is Gaya Kikut and Shinai with dummy. The other one is the one Rashi mentions in the Mishnah. And that is, Goyim are never considered paternal brothers. Because Rachmana Afkar Lazara, the Torah does not, for our raya's purposes, the Torah does not consider a paternal relationship, even though there are exceptions to the rule, as a relationship.
From Goyim?
What?
From a Goyish father, meaning?
From a Goyish father. So these kids could not have Yibum, even if theoretically, there would be no halacha of gershin as gayer kikatan shenai ladami, because the Torah does not view brothers, paternal brothers, as paternal brothers, and therefore there's no yibum. Yibum is only by paternal brothers. Now Rashi could have said because they're gayerim, but Rashi decides to say the other reason. I'm not sure why. They are from the same mother, but yibum depends on father. Right, brother from mothers do not have yibum, only brothers from father. And Rashi could have said they're not brothers because they were megayer, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says they're not brothers because the Torah doesn't view goyim as paternal brothers when it comes to arayas.
But there are others.
We're going to talk about that later. If you leave it, we'll leave that. Yes, there is. That's the problem. This is a problem. This is a major problem. We're going to get to the Gemara. It's going to be a major problem. Because earlier we said that a guy is meyuchas for his father for Yerusha. In fact, the Gemara even said more. This is Rabbi Chanan's question. I don't have an answer. The Gemara said earlier that if a guy has children when he's a guy and he's megayer, he's yaitza pruvu. The Gemara we had in the sixth bearing. A guy has children, then he's megayer. He has a son and a daughter, and then he's Megayah, he's Yaitz of Peruvu. That's what Rabbi Yechon is at. What?
We had a problem trying to figure out why.
The Gemara said, here's this guy again. But that's what Rabbi Yechon is at, and that's how we passed him.
So my identical twins were also not
the right, exactly. This is what the Gemara is going to talk about. That's why I wanted to leave this conversation for the Gemara. It's a problem. It's a major problem. The Gemara is going to say here that we view a father as a zero. He's a zero. I mean, the Gemara's Lashon is going to be rather sharp as Rashi's is. But, at the same time, the Gemara in the sixth bearing said he's Yaitza Peruvu, and the kid Yarshins him. This is a problem.
Even the Jewish kid, a
Ger. No, a Ger does not Yarshin his father, only Bedrabon. We don't want him to go back and say,
why is the Mishnah honing in on Gioress, if the whole idea is from a say Ger, Je, Misgayer, Banavimo. Why did it say Gioress?
Because it wants the next part of the Mishnah. Now, there's a shaila in the Gemara, what the words Vaychaltza V'loi Miyabba mean. There's no obligation for Chalitza Yibum, or we don't allow Chalitza Yibum. What would happen if they want to marry, the guy wants to marry his brother's wife? Two brothers are Megayer, and now one of them died, had no children, or did have to make no difference. Can the other brother marry his wife?
No
way shazach. No way shazach. Is it rabbinically prohibited? So what does loichotim loimayabim mean? There's no obligation of chalitza yibum, or we don't want it. They're not brothers. Meaning we don't want, I'm sorry. We don't want them to get married. We don't allow it because the rabbinic, the Gemara is going to discuss it.
They don't get the heter of evil.
Exactly. Rabbinically. Not biblical, I should say. It's rabbinic. Rashi, lecholtzim, da'achlim, and a'abinan. We need paternal brotherhood. The ger ain't lo sherav, and the ger does not have sherav. Drachmana afkere kizera behema. The Torah treats his offspring like offspring of an animal. Meaning, as far as their relationship with dad is concerned, it's like the relationship an animal has with what it sires. Shenemar v'zerma susim zermasam. Their seed is the seed of horses.
What's
the
Avram told
him? No? I don't know what you're talking about. You have to look in your sefer to see what you mean, but I don't know.
Avram
said, I know Baruch Vat Arur. That's what he said to him.
Russians bring down anything else over there?
I don't remember. I said I have to look at your sefer to see.
No, my sefer's going to... It's Chumash.
They can't.
They said that...
He said, I'm a day melech of Arur. That's all it says. It didn't say the word Zer Mesusim Zemarsam.
No?
I don't remember it. It says, stay here with the Chamar. Rashi says, I'm a day melech of Arur.
What's
the
reference to?
I have no idea. Something about the Mishnah Vayter. Afilu Hayrasa Sharifin Shaloi Begdusha. Veloidasa Begdusha. The mother was Megaya while she was carrying brother one. Okay? Somebody, a woman was pregnant, became a gigaris while she's pregnant. Then had a brother, a son, after she got, was conceived, after she became Jewish. Still there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Because they're maternal brothers, they're not paternal brothers. Now there's no Gersh and Hizgayer there, by the way. Because they were both born Jewish. He was born to a Jewish mother. Doesn't need Geris. Still, they're maternal brothers, but they're not paternal brothers. And therefore there's no mitzvah Yibum Chalitza. The same thing would be true for a shibcha, not only a gyaris, but a shibcha knanis, even though a shibcha knanis keeps a lot of mitzvahs. But vis-a-vis relationships, when she becomes free, her children are not her relatives. Rashi. No Rashi. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. B'nei Yudon Amsa. The children of Yudon, the maidservant, the shibcha. Ishtachru became free. Two children of Yudon, the Lady Yudon, she was a Shifcha Knanis. The master freed her two children. They were her children, now they're free. Ravacha bar Yaakov leminsev nashiv dadadi. Ravacha bar Yaakov allowed them to marry each other's wives. Not because of Yibum, but he said they're not related. They're two Gerim, they're two of them that became free. They're two strangers, and therefore if they marry and they get divorced, you can marry, they can marry each other's wife. It's not a brother's wife. Rashi. Nashi dada, the ancient sarkav, a lot of shum yibum. El afilim amokim bonim. Even when they had children. The ksavar ain't kurva lager. A ger has no relatives. The kikot and chanelu dummy. He's considered like a kikot and chanelu. Amulei Rava. So Rava says to Ravacha by Yaakov. But Rav Sheish is usher. Rav Sheish says it's usher. How can you say it's mutter? Amalai, who asked about Asherina? So he said. So he did. So he said it's Asher. And I say it's Mutter. And the Gemara explains.
Is this after death or even divorce?
Even divorce. What difference does it make?
Okay.
What difference does it make? Dr. Gemara. Mina avaloi mina aim. Kula amaloi pligi dishari. There's going to be two interpretations of the Machlaikas. This is interpretation number one. If they were only maternal brothers, only Yibum. If you have children, you can't marry a brother's wife. It's an erva. Mina avaloi minayim kulam aloi pligi dishari. If this would be only maternal brothers, meaning they did not have the same father who... Just a... Sorry, I'm taking back. The next case is that. If it was... These were paternal brothers, not maternal brothers. Meaning... One was the daughter of one shivcha, a son of one shivcha, one was the son of another shivcha. They both had the same father. Then everybody would agree that they can marry each other's wife. Because in the eyes of people, Goyim aren't considered related because they share the same father. Rashi says, nobody looks by Goyim to see whether they share a father. Because we assume that we never know who the father is. To quote Mr. Goldstein of before. Here Rashi doesn't use that. You don't need Zerem Asusim Zemotam. Zerem Asusim Zemotam is even if you knew he fathered him. Here is, we don't even know that it was the same father. Because people say it's the same father, big deal. We don't assume same fatherhood. And then in the eyes of people, there's no reason to drop, again, let me explain something. Biblically speaking, they're Gerim. There's no relation. The Rabbanon are afraid. If you allow them to get married, people will say, oh, you can marry a brother's wife. They won't say that if all they are paternal brothers, because everybody knows they're really not brothers. Because everybody knows that Goyim, you can't assume they're brothers because they claim to share the same father.
Right. By woman, you can't make that mistake.
Right. So therefore, if they, all they are paternal brothers, of course they can marry each other's wife. What would you ask her from Drabonon? Because maybe people will say, oh, you're allowed to marry your brother's wife. No, they won't say that. They're not brothers. People don't look at two people who, quote-unquote, share the same father as brothers. But as we say, they don't share the same father.
Even if they look the same.
Even if they look the same. I'll talk about that in a minute. If they're only maternal brothers, that people know are brothers. And therefore, since people know they're brothers, if you're going to allow them to marry, people are going to say you can marry your brother's wife. What happens if they're both paternal and maternal? How do people view them? Do people say, oh, they share the same father? Or people say they share the same father and mother? How do people talk about complete brothers? Do people attribute brotherhood to father, or do they take mother into account as well? So, man the shari basar abba shadina. The one that said it's mutter says, people look at complete brothers as paternal brothers, and paternal brothers is no problem. Everybody knows that by goyim paternal brothers are nothing. They don't take into account that they're also maternal brothers, because that becomes secondary. The Bnei Planya Kanilu. People say they're John's kids. Rav Sheshet says, Karla Nabi Bnei Planis. They also say they're this mother's kids, and therefore it's maternal. So it's mamish a question of perception. Mamish a question of perception. We don't want brothers that are perceived as brothers to be able to marry each other's wives. Paternal brothers are not perceived as brothers. Maternal brothers are perceived as brothers. If they're both, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, in people's minds they view them as paternal. The mother is insignificant. Therefore, in the mind of people it's paternal, and in paternal it's not perceived as brothers. Whereas Rav Sheshet says, it's not true. People say they share a father and a mother. And once the mother is in there, you got to worry the drab on them. Rashi. Yisrael, you come to make a mistake with Yisrael. Basar Abiv Shadina Lay, the Bnei Planya Karlu. Because when Maski in Chad that Tayu Shein Achim Benayim, people don't think of them as maternal brothers. Umay the Yadi, the High the Shemina Lum Shem Achim Benav, that there's no the Ger. The Stam Avodes Kachavim Zaynehi. Here's where Rashi speaks it out. Because in everybody's mind, we assume that every guy is a lady. Is having extramarital affairs. Amisha Akaru. And Rav Sheshet says, Karlu Nami Bnei Punisav, Amri Inchi, Hanivadi Achininul. They'll say, no, they are brothers. They have the same mother. Because Sharina Lubesha Sakhavasi in the Mishra, Nami Biso, Kai Gavna. So Rav Sheshet says, people do take into account they're the same mother. And Rav Akiva Yaakov says, once it's the same father, nobody even thinks about the mother. And therefore, we'll view them as fathers, paternal brothers, by guy and paternal brothers as mother.
Rabbi, can I ask a question here?
Yes.
We're blowing right past, I think, the assumption here in Bavel that we cannot establish paternity in a normal, everyday, non-Jewish family. And then it seems to me, maybe we won't apply it, but we're about to say it's Negea today. Today, and as far as I know, recent centuries in most countries, we don't look at non-Jews and say, we have no idea whose father that is. He's raised in that household. We have no idea whose father he is. It seems like a very situation-specific culture going on here, where we were just assuming there's no way to establish paternity on anybody if they're not Jewish. Why would this be negea going forward? This whole discussion.
Again, I can't answer the question directly. I can only say is that, DNA would be the good question today. What if we did establish paternity by DNA? But most people don't test their DNA to see who's their father.
I'm not talking about needing to do it. I'm talking about the need to do it. We don't meet somebody, and a non-Jew, in whatever context, and say, you know, pal, you don't even know who your father is.
There's no reason for us to get involved. There's no how. What do we care?
There's no.
Why do I care who the guy's father is? What difference does it make to
me? It's not a matter of not needing to get involved. We don't think that way. We don't make that cultural assumption.
That doesn't mean anything. Meaning, halachically, that doesn't mean anything. Meaning, you want to say that today, people would mistake paternal brothers for... I mean, lemaisa, we paskin that it's us, sir. So, it's not a gay halacha. But the Gemara, I will say the following, and It's just the way it is. The Gemara has a very low opinion about fidelity. Is that the word I'm looking for? Amongst guys.
Yeah, that's clear, and that's really what I'm saying. We don't share that now. Even the most cynical among us don't look at an average non-Jewish family and say, you know what, you don't even know who your father is. We don't do that because there's no factual.
Well, we won't do it. We wouldn't do it. There's no mitzvah to go tell them that. You know, I mean, you do want to live.
I'm not talking about telling them that. I'm saying what we think to ourselves, what we say to each other in the privacy of our Jewish homes. We don't say that. We don't think that.
I don't think there's factual basis you're right.
For it.
We do paskel like Rav Sheshes, and we paskel at the. I don't know. I can't answer your question. Honestly, can't answer your question. Except Chazal took a different view of Goyish babies than we do. That's what the answer is. They didn't trust Goyim.
And my question was, why is it then the Gaya going forward? If the culture that they lived in is no longer there, if that particular culture is no longer there.
I mean, it isn't a Gaya. I mean, it's not a Gaya us anyway.
Because we don't follow that opinion.
I don't think it's the gay laloch anyway. I mean, I think, I don't know. It depends how we pass him by paternal brothers by guy, whether we let him marry the... It's a question whether the Rabbanon asked it or not. If Rabbanon didn't ask it then, it wouldn't change today. I don't think Rabbanon are trying to impose that we should think that way. And when they set up the halacha, they based it on that halacha. Once it's set up, it's set up.
May I voice something?
I'm sorry?
I disagree with Harvey. I mean, there have seen a couple of articles pop up that due to DNA testing, for whatever reason, people find out that they're...
I can't hear you.
I disagree with Harvey. I've seen a couple of articles pop up in the recent periodicals that talk about people finding out that actually their assumed parents are not their parents for whatever reason. They end up getting themselves DNA tested, and then they found out that they're related to all kinds of people that they never realized were their family because for whatever reason. So I disagree with Harvey on that. I mean, we don't really talk about it.
Those articles aren't Gentile specific. Those apply to Jews as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. Today, we don't want people to test DNA. We don't want them to find out. 100%. Tanan.
How can you have a male Ammoni if you don't know who the father is? In other words, if the mother gives birth, you don't know who the father is.
It's interesting. You're asking a good question, because when it comes to identifying him as an Ammoni, we do say that the guy was his father. Yes. Yes, 100%. It's a good question. It's only when it comes to identifying them as brothers that we say we can't assume they're both from the same father, even though we identify both of them as Amidim. You're right. It's a great question. I don't have a good answer.
What about the fact that Sennacherib mixed up all the people?
Dr. Brake, you're not coming across loud enough to be heard.
I'm sorry. What about the fact that Sennacherib mixed up all the nations?
No, it's not the question. In the Gemara talks about Amayim. What Ramesha Freund is asking is, if we're saying we don't know who the father is, so why can we assume he's an Amayim? He's not an Amayim. Maybe he's not an Amayim. How are you paskining he's an Amayim? Misafik? Pastors, we assume if his father is an Amayim, he's an Amayim. Right? And the two brothers are Amayim, and we assume they're both Amayim. We don't say, well, maybe she was Mizana with somebody else. But we don't consider them Suffolk Amayim, and we give Malkus. We call them an Amayim. It's a good question. I don't have a good answer. We don't give Malkus in a Suffolk. No. Something in my right. It's not. Our Mishnah. I skipped.
I didn't say it's a Dhamma.
No, I did skip. Ikki di Amar. There's those that say, There are those that say that Rav Acha bar Yaakov argues even by maternal brothers. He allows them to marry their other wife. Again, let's say the case. They were maternal brothers who both were Gayer. So now, they each got married. Let's say they got divorced and they want to marry each other's wives. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, according to the second lashon, would say it's legal, even though they're 100% brothers. Why? My time of Geshen is Gayer Kekatan Shenei Ledom. He says, everybody will understand. Nobody will say, since they can marry their brother, so can a Jew. They'll understand. These are Gayrim. They're not related. Not because they're not biologically related. They're not related because Halacha said they're not brothers. Unlike the first pshat, where Rav Acha bar Yaakov was worried about people getting confused with the Yidden and Gayim, and Rav Sheshet said, even by a complete brother, in this pshat, Rav Acha bar Yaakov is questioning the whole Gzeira. What are we worried about? People will say Jews can marry brothers because this Ger is marrying his brother? Everybody knows Ger should his guy. You're cutting Chanel with them. Rashi? No Rashi. Tanat. Hagiyairish in his guy, Rubana Ima. Hagiyairish was Megayir with children. Our Mishnah. Loi Chalten, Beloi Miyavin. Now, the Gemara understands that means we don't allow them to get married. Loi miyabma means we don't allow one brother to marry his brother's wife when his brother dies. That's how we're understanding the loi miyabma. Not that there's no obligation, but it's not allowed because it's his brother's wife and there is no mitzvah of yibum. Right? My lima. What? Again, the Gemara understands Loi Miyabmes means not there's no obligation, but it means it's not allowed. Two ways to translate the words Loi Miyabmes. Not obligated or not allowed. The Gemara read the Mishnah saying not allowed. You're not allowed. Two brothers are Megayer, right? They're not allowed to do evil. Now, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, why can't they do Yibum? They're not Yibum, but they can get married. So why does the Mishnah not allow it? And for the Gemara, why? The Ein B'Tayrus Chalit to be Yibum. It means there's no obligation of Yibum. That's all it means. It doesn't mean they can't marry each other. It means we don't require one brother to marry the other brother's wife. V'shar Yilalma, she can get married to anybody, but not Yisharu. She's allowed to marry anybody she wants, including her husband's brother. It's not saying he's not allowed to marry her, it's saying he's not obligated to marry her. That's all.
Does he need a new condition, or he relies on the old?
There's no Yibum. No, of course he can't rely on the other one.
He can marry her with a new condition.
Yeah, it's a regular woman. It's nothing to do with him. Rashi, my time, Allah, Mishim Nasiri, Mishim Achva. There are other us are because they're brothers. That they're brothers that don't have the mitzvah of. The Mishnah is telling me you can't have it. It's rabbinic Eshazach. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. They can get married. All the Mishnah is saying is there's no mitzvah. That's all. Dr. Gemara, the Shver Hashak. Doktani Afilu. The Mishnah added the case. Even if they, one of them was born after his mother became a Geyeris, was conceived before, and one of them was conceived and born afterwards, even then, Afilu, even then, Loichotzim Veloi Meyavim. What's the even? Why is that an even? What's the even here? So let's give the Gemara a chance. Frek the Gemara, Ihachi. Where is it? Baktani Afilu. Iyam Abishlai Masiri. If you're going to say that you're not allowed to marry the brother's wife, Hainu Diktani Afilu. Once they tell me a Kiddush. The Ava Gav the Ish Rishon Harasa Shlai Begdusha Vele Dasa Begdusha. Even though the first one was conceived as a guy. Vashayni Harasa Vele Dasa Begdusha. And the second one was conceived as a Yid. So in a certain sense, they're less related than when both were conceived as Gayim. In a certain sense, they're more related. In a certain sense, they're less related. Because one was conceived when the mother was a guy, and one was conceived when the mother was a yid. The conception happened to two different women. One conceived as a guy, one was conceived when mommy was still a guy, and one was conceived after mommy became a geiris. So you might make the argument that they're really not related at all, because they don't share, they were megayer, their father is not negeya, and their mother, one had a mother who was a guy when she started, and one had a mother when she's a yid, so we should not view them as brothers at all, you would think. So the Mishnah, no, afilu, even though one was conceived as a guy and one was conceived as a yid, they're not allowed to marry each other. They're not allowed to marry each other. Let me just finish. Even though the first one was conceived, Shalai Begdusha, second one Begdusha, Vashaydi Arasa Begdusha Begdusha, Shema Astami, it's like having two separate mothers. But if you can say they're allowed to marry each other, Maya Filu. What do you mean Afilu? They're not allowed to marry each other when they have the same mother. Not even true. The bottom line is, if one of them, right, if one of them, Teretz says they can marry anybody, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. But what's the Afilu? Why would I think there's a bigger mitzvah of Yibum? Why would I want it? What's the Afilu? What's the Chiddush of Bishlaim if you tell me that we're answering the marriage? So there's a Chiddush to say that even though one was conceived as a guy and one was conceived as a yid, they're still asked to marry each other. But if you tell me that they're not allowed to marry each other, that they are allowed to marry each other in the first case, right? And this, all it's saying is there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So why would I think there's a mitzvah of Yibum because one was conceived after he became Jewish? What's the Afilu? And for the Gemara, Afilu, the Avagav, the Rishon, where is it? Tavayu. The Avagav, the Tavayu, the Dustin, the Kedusha, the Asil, the Akhlufa, the Yisrael, the Lachishari. That even though both were born to a Jewish mother, so you would want to require Chalitza, not Yibum, Chalitza, because people will say it's a brother's wife going out without anything. They were born to a Jewish mother. Kamash Malan, since they're not paternal brothers, there's no mitzvah of Chalitza at all. Again, I just want to point out, in the case when they both share a mother that's Jewish, they can't marry each other. It's a deraisa. It's a brother's wife. Because they share a mother, they were both born to a Jewish mother. Yeah. The Dasa Begdusha. To make a difference. They're both Jewish mothers. So that's a deraisa.
They're brothers.
They're maternal brothers.
Deraisa.
But the Kiddush is that we don't require Chalitza. You might think, since they're maternal brothers, we should require Chalitza because people will say brothers are going out with nothing. Kamash Malan, that we don't do that.
They have no den because one's a Jewish father, one has a Jewish father, one has a Jewish father.
Right.
So the word Afilu, to me, was a strange word altogether, because Afilu is making it sound like there was a Havamina that they could.
Well, it depends. In one shot, the Havamina was that they should be able to marry each other, right?
They're talking about Chalitza and Yibum.
Again, there's two pshatim in the Mishnah of what it means, Leicholtz and Leimiyab.
Either they're allowed to or they're not allowed, or right. They're obligated or not.
Either they're not allowed or they're not obligated.
Right. So this answer is about the allowed, it's about the obligation.
Correct. Okay, we'll do this tomorrow, please, again tomorrow.